Пуст, они подойдут ко мне. Do you understand what I just said? Unless you speak Russian, you would never be able to understand the words, let the little children come to me. Jesus wants to speak to all children in every land, and your church's Sunday school can help. For just $5 per book, your students can adopt an LHF mission project that will provide Bible storybooks to waiting children in other lands. Learn more at lhfmissions.org/children.
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Today is so exciting because this is the final episode in our Psalm series, week 5 of 5. This has been so fun, super inspiring. I started reading the Psalms in 30 days, one of those 30-day plans, because of doing all of this stuff. So thanks to both of you also for all that inspiration. This has been amazing. So this is our last wrap-up episode with lots of listener contribution, which makes it even better. Rachel, what's happening today?
It is a Write This Challenge. We are celebrating not just the Psalms, but also the faith and the creativity of all of our listeners out there today as we showcase the submissions that you sent us for our Psalm Writing Challenge. So that was the challenge. We spent time talking earlier this month with Chaplain Sean Denzer about the theology of the Psalms. We spent time talking with my dear cousin Sarah Rensel, smarty pants that she is, on the poetry and the literary style of the Psalms. And then we put it to you and challenged each of you to write your own psalm, knowing that we ourselves do not write scripture. So these are not scripture-level psalms, but they are beautiful poems of prayer and praise that seek to sort of follow in the footsteps of the psalmists out there. And I got to say, you ladies really have blown me away by rising to this challenge. We've got some wonderful reader submissions to share during this episode. And I think I was nominated to go first in sharing our reader entries. First one comes from our dear friend, Lisa Clark, who is a fantastic hymn writer. And so her psalm, based on Psalm 13, is, of course, styled as a hymn lyric, which is beautiful. So her psalm is, O Lord, do not forget me. O Lord, do not forget me. Please listen to my prayer. The silence gets so heavy. My God, are you still there? The shadows all around me draw closer with their jeers. Their mocking turns to shouting and drowns out all my tears. I know you will restore me and bring me to your side, where everything is holy, and love will never hide.
Beautiful as always, Lisa.
I love that. And I love the way she models for us some of the things that we have talked about over and over again during our conversations on the Psalms, is that the Psalms can be full of all the emotions.
Yeah.
Including feeling lonely, feeling desolate, feeling in despair, feeling like God is not there. But the thing that makes a psalm is the courage to say those emotions out loud while also having the faith to trust that God is there for you, even in the darkness. I really appreciate Lisa's ability to show us what that looks like in poetry. Yeah.
I also like I didn't even think about the idea of doing a paraphrase for this challenge as opposed to writing just from scratch. Would also be a really interesting devotional exercise of taking an existing psalm and rewording it, paraphrasing it, putting it into your own words, maybe with some of your own experience, sort of the thing that you are currently struggling with or celebrating or whatever it might be. But it was, that's an interesting approach to this type of exercise. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really liked that. And maybe we'll have a write that challenge on psalm paraphrases in the future.
Who knows?
Lovely.
I got to remember to put a little extra box on these entry forms that say, please write your name phonetically, because every time there's
any
names,
title you'd like us to use, anything like that.
We got
to
improve this form, guys, because all these, I apologize in advance. I know I've been mispronouncing someone's name. We'll get to her later. She's like, this is how you pronounce my name. Not this way that I've been doing on air every time. So anyway, sorry. Side note. This one is from Melissa Hecht. Apologize if I mispronounce your name. O Lord, my Lord, do I seek you aright? Do you dwell fixed and cold in a house of stone while I stumble through the night, frightened and alone? Or do you wander with me as I roam, you a king without a place to rest? Would you make of my heart a home? Would my demons flee at your behest? O Lord, I live amidst the wreckage of my sin, a trembling sheep longing for peace and love to fill the void within. May your grace and mercy to me never cease.
Another lovely one.
I like that. And I like that she took Sarah Runcel's advice. Even though the Psalms we read in scripture are not rhyming and don't follow a rhythm, as Sarah says, sometimes it's easier when you have rules to follow.
And so
I applaud her use of this rhyme scheme to sort of fit what is a very moving and emotion-laden idea into a poetic form.
Yeah. I love her imagery. Beautiful.
So next we have from Lauren Scheit. She says, this is a kind of goofy one, but with a serious point. So I think the tune fits. Also, it is the end of the school year. Sounds like I'm hearing from a high school teacher
or a teacher,
a homeschool mom with high school students. But yes, she has offered up teens and all moods. To the tune of Earth and All Stars.
I love it. And extra points to Lauren for actually putting a tune for this one. This is amazing.
Yes. Teens and all moods, teaching in high school, snickers and humor, grumpy and smiley. Acting like four, acting like 40. It takes us back because there too were we. Sweet children, you are beloved in Christ. It will get better. Hallelujah.
I love it.
Quiet and loud, poetry textbooks, theater, choir, band, artists, athletes, all God's children, thankful for each one, for who they are and for who they will be. He has done wonderful things in this place. To God be the glory. Alleluia. What a great job. No, you can't do that. We're cheerleaders and they're a safe place to fall. Take out your books. Sleep in the nighttime. And we press on, undeterred through it all. Lord, through us, bring them to fullness in Christ, that they too may praise you. Alleluia.
I love it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That one is heartfelt.
Very much.
And Lauren, when she commented in the group, she did say that this was an exercise she's done with students, too, of writing psalms as well. So
nice.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That's all right, moving on. We have one from Joanna Lee. Lord, I have seen your mighty work. With my own eyes, I have observed your faithfulness. I cannot doubt. My lot begins and ends with you. So why, Lord, have you brought me to this place of deep suffering? Why have you allowed me to be beaten and broken again and again, with no reprieve? Doing your work was my delight. Why have you stripped me of my ability and zeal? Was there any place you could send me where I would not have gone? And yet you sent me here, here to be with your people, here to be with you. Our refrain will never cease. God is arranging the best plan for us. We have seen your faithfulness with our own eyes. We will see it again. The Lord is faithful. He keeps his promises. He will not abandon his people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say for sure, but I would guess that our friend Joanna has some experience either in ministry or adjacent to ministry. Definitely resonated.
Yeah. The lament and joy back to back is perfect.
Questions and trust at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel it. I feel it very deep. All right. This one's from Becky Rohde. Your word to me is life, all creating, all sustaining. The gentle breath of grace that lifts the brow and dries a tear. Sunlight that warms the skin and eases the walk. Your word to me is truth, alone wise, alone trustworthy. The firm foundation that lifts confusion and steadies my footing. A bubbling spring that clears the water and cleanses impurities. Your word to me is the way, ever purposeful, ever a shield. This way is certain, allowing me to lift my eyes. Secure in your grip around rocks, roots, and ravines of the devil's desperate designs. The word from your son heals the blind, raises dead men, feeds the hungry, invites the shamed, forgives the guilty, with his blood's redemption. The word from your spirit quickens my heart, graces with faith, invigorates with purpose, pauses me to see the perfect beauty of the Creator, indwells me forever with counsel, peace, and joy. The word from my Father sought my salvation, adopted me as his child, gave me a name, secured me a home, sustains me forever in his presence. In your word, I have life everlasting.
That's another lovely one. It's sort of reminiscent of Psalm 119, I feel like, continuing, like each one is a praise of the word
from
another angle.
I love the theme.
Stanza.
Yeah.
And I love the transition from the word as in the spoken word of God to the word as in the eternal Son of God in the last stanza.
Yeah.
The juxtaposition there is very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So next we have from Jean Engebritsen. O Lord, you who are yourself the Alpha and the Omega, you know both the beginning and the ending of all things. Consider your servant here in the middle. I am so limited in my understanding. Even when I read in your word that you know the beginning and the ending of all things, my faith struggles to see how the joyous ending that you have promised can possibly result from the chaotic middle where you have ordained my days. We have been at each other's throats ever since the first man born of woman murdered the second. The people you created in your own image have dedicated themselves to destroying one another in an endless barrage of hurtful words, wicked plots, vicious acts. When will you intervene? When will you say, enough? When will we learn to trust that you will bring good from the wreckage that we have made of your beautiful creation, from the self-centered, destructive, loveless ways we choose to live? I will turn my heart from my endless self-absorption. I will meditate on what I know of you, on what you have chosen to reveal, that you are good, that you are all-powerful, that you are loving, that you are merciful, that you are eternal, that you sing for joy over me. Me. Help my weak faith call to mind that just as you know the beginning and the ending of all things, you also know the beginning and the ending of each of us. You knew me before the beginning of the world. You have orchestrated every one of my days. You know how and when you will bring my end in this life, when you will deliver me to that place where I will see you in all your glory. Let that reassurance be enough for me.
I'm getting teary-eyed at that one. That was so good.
As he went on, and that was a longer psalm, not 119 long, but I felt myself just sort of steadily relaxing a little bit.
Yeah.
Like breathing more deeply, feeling this peace. And I think that is the power of these devotional poems. Or God's power through them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have one from Erin Forsberg. It looks like she's starting off with a riff on Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me, but have you forgotten me? Your hand was so easy to see before, the blessing of new life in my arms, of growing children laughing and learning, of noble work that pleased the worker and the lives in his care. None of those came without patience and waiting on your hand, your timing, your provision. But when the time, your time, was right, it was so easy to see your hand and praise your name and goodness. Didn't you hear? Didn't you see? Surely you did, for you hear and see all. You heard us praise your name. You heard our words of thanksgiving. You saw the anxiety lifted from my heart. You saw the joy in our children, the love of this new thing. Surely you saw and heard us. Then, didn't you care? The things you value, we value. That which you have called us to prioritize, we have done our best. How you allowed our lives to change for that short time allowed us to seek you together better than we could before. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Have you forgotten? Or do you, in your truly infinite and perfect wisdom, know far more than my feeble mind can comprehend? Do you not see? Or do you see with more clarity than my cloudy, limited sight could ever envision the sight of heaven? Do you not hear? Or does every word and cry I utter in the depths of my heart reach your listening ears before it leaves my mouth? Surely you know best, and surely you will provide the best. In the longest days you are there. In the darkest nights, you are there too. What you require of me, you also provide for me. You will replace my anxiety with hope. You will turn my how long questioning into long-suffering patience. You will transform my anger into grace. You will wrap me in your love and peace, so I can wrap my family in it too. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You have not forgotten. You have not left me. You have a perfect plan. In your time, it will come to pass. And I will praise and bless your name forever.
You ladies are knocking it out of the park.
I know. I am so impressed.
That's another one that I think comes from this place of deep pain, but that ends in peace.
Yeah. Seems to be a ongoing theme with a lot of these.
But a lot of psalms are that way. Like
biblical psalms, a lot of them are like what is life, happening? Right? Oh, God is actually with me and I'm going to praise him. Yeah.
Good stuff.
This one's from Hannah Pennell. A psalm of praise and joy comes forth from my lips as I gaze upon the mountains, mighty and steep. Their great high tops declare the glory of God's hand, a powerful testament to his sovereignty throughout the land. Yet on that hill, a tree once stood, where Jesus bled and was sacrificed for my good. There on that mount, the grip of sin was broken free, and his love and mercy forever given to me. Sing praise to the Lord, I do say sing, for his sacrifice, our great King. Let every soul rejoice, let every mouth proclaim the name of Jesus forever exalted in his reign. For his love is great, his mercy never ends, atop Calvary's mountain, our Savior, our teacher, and our friend.
Lovely. I love the Christological focus. That was one thing I was really looking forward to with this assignment, was to be able to write a psalm after the cross.
Right.
All the ones in the scripture come before the cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. We have next from Kelly Nava. Lord, help me not to be an impediment to the reception of your word, to the working of your gospel, to the gentleness of your mercy, nor the sharpness of your rebuke. Lord, help me to get out of the way, not boast of myself, not seek recognition, not bask in pilfered glory, but cherish the gifts you give. Lord, help me, as you have ever done, by supplying every need, by catching every tear, by reassuring every day that I am wholly and only yours. Lord, you are nourishing sunlight by day and soft darkness by night, by which I grow and rest in turns, and over whose providence I own not one whisper of command. Instead, my whisper is plea. Hear me, Lord. Help me.
That is so good, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love the way she sort of uses what is one of the poetic devices in the Psalms to great effect. This idea of repetition and variation.
Yes.
You know, creative repetition with variation. And
right.
She does that very nicely.
It's very powerful. Mm-hmm.
All right, this next one comes from Katrina Jurica. How long, O Lord, how long must I cry in grief? I sit in the wake of death, in the dirt of emptiness and despair. My hands are full of the dust of the earth, but my arms are empty. My heart longs for an embrace, but there is only silence. My heart is heavy with hurt. The hurt, it comes in waves. I wait for the Lord for rest. I sigh and wait for relief. The Lord answers in silence. He answers with a still and small voice. For the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He knows the grief and pain of death. He waits with me, for I know that I am his own. But how long, O Lord? How long must I cry in grief?
Another one making me teary.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Katrina.
She is grieving in real life right now.
You can feel that.
Yeah,
I can feel that. I'm sharing her grief right now through her poetry.
We are grieving with you, Katrina. I love how powerful these are.
Mm-hmm.
They get you in the feels. And on a change of pace from Lisa Ronimus, she is doing an attempt at the butterfly thingy.
Is that a chiasm?
The butterfly, was that a chiasm?
Where you have the poem that sort of centers in on one theme in the middle. I did one of those too. So
I did too.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wow.
So many chiasms.
AKA butterfly thingies.
Butterfly thingies. Mm. Yes. Okay. So this is her. She wrote two. The other one is not a butterfly thingy. So this is her first one.
Okay.
I am not enough. No debt can I pay, for my worth is not gold. I stumble and fall. Your grace is sufficient. I am graceless. My salvation is worth not gold, but innocent blood I lack. I am not enough. You are sufficient.
Aww.
She did it.
She did it.
Your grace is sufficient. Glaring at me from the middle of the poem.
Yeah.
And all the ideas on either side.
Susan said maybe shining.
Yes.
Oh, did I say glaring?
Yes.
It works.
It's yeah, you're right, Aaron. That's so much better. It's shining at me from the middle of the poem. And a perfect thought to have at the heart of it.
Yes. And her second one, she says, I hope you see what I attempted to do here. So we'll see.
Okay.
Satan slithers along the earth, shedding lies among the rocks. Lord have mercy. The scales have tipped, false justice is served. Christ have mercy. Earth's foundation rattles, its warning unheard. Lord have mercy.
I see what you did there.
Interesting.
Full disclosure, I really, really, really hate snakes and have a terrible fear of them. So this poem hits hard. Blithering, shedding, there are scales. There's even a rattle for the rattlesnake in the left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The imagery is really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but it's well done. But
yes,
it's good. I like it because I don't like it.
Yeah. You know what? I try to come to terms with the fact that sometimes I'm like, I see, it's very effective. I don't like how it made me feel, but it made me feel that very well.
Mm. Yes. Effective. You know?
It is some evocative.
Some stories do that to me. Some poems do that. And I'm like, ugh. But I'm like, but it did what it was trying to do.
Yeah.
And so I have to applaud it for that. Yeah. No, this one is a good one.
Mm. It's good. Making you feel terrible is better than making you feel nothing at all. So
exactly. Well said.
Yeah. But I mean, that also has like the Kyrie mixed in with
it. Yes, it does.
So
yeah.
Okay. From Annette Skibby. Today was filled with joyful moments, with many reasons to smile. Not sure what tomorrow will bring, but I know God is watching over his child. We live in a broken world, tattered and torn by sin. God the Almighty is still in control, and all our trust is in him. Created, redeemed, and sanctified by our triune God, three in one, cared for, saved, and guided each day, his saving work is done. One day we will be with him forever in our heavenly home so grand. Until then, we know he is with us, led by his ever-loving hand. Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
Just like I was thrilled to see a Christological poem, I'm also thrilled to see a Trinitarian one.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love the Trinity theme, especially in that third stanza.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth the psalm.
Yes. So we've come to Allie, who wrote to me and said, you guys aren't pronouncing my name right. She was very nice about it.
Uh-huh. All right. This next psalm comes from Allie Bao. And hopefully I got your name.
Sorry, Allie, for all the times we mispronounced it.
And if we just said it wrong again, please let us know.
We might have still done it wrong. So
feel free to keep correcting us until we get it right.
So Allie writes, my morning psalm. To the one who brings all good things in the morning. With light, you began the world. Through the sun's rising, you redeemed the world. And when the morning star awakens the saints who have fallen asleep, then you will restore the world. For in the nighttime there is weeping. But through the darkness, Lord, I trust in your steadfast love. I trust in your steadfast love. It never ceases, nor do your mercies ever end. I delight in the morning. My soul dances with joy at the gift of a new day. Therefore, I pray to witness earth's final dawn before the morning of my death arrives. More and more I rejoice in your faithfulness and hope for your return. Let this be the eve of eternity, because you, O God, promise all good things in the morning.
I love her plays on words. Like, you have to read this one to see how she's using words in different in ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, morning of my death arrives. She has MOURNING.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you hear it, it's also.
Yeah.
Morning and
morning song.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's great.
I love the repetition of I trust in your steadfast love.
Mm.
One after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not three times, just two times.
Yeah.
Just for emphasis.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Those were all so amazing. And I am blown away by the talent of everybody. They're all so good. And
they really are.
nice job.
This like, far exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, yes.
And I've been taught to have pretty high expectations as we've gone along with this. But indeed, poetry inspires you ladies.
Yeah. And we had several new, like a lot of ladies have done all of them, but there were several new ones for this challenge, which I love. So thank you to everybody who submitted to this. And we've come to ours. So all three of us wrote one.
Yes.
As well. I determined while we were recording with Sarah, I was like, I am going to do a chiasm because it sounds like the hardest thing.
I didn't even try. That was not on my list of things to attempt.
That's totally fine. I honor
both of you for going for it.
You always do amazing work, though. So I don't even care what you do. It's going to be great.
We're going to have beautifully reflected psalms from each of us. I'm confident. Mm.
So my original idea was to do something on the incarnation, because the incarnation is also like a mind-blowing thing that's really fun to just kind of sit with for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I got the intro at Antiphon stuck in my head for Trinity Sunday, which is blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. It's like one of my favorite intro at Antiphons in the entire church here. And then I was like, ooh, the Athanasian Creed is my favorite creed. So I'm just going to do something inspired by the Athanasian Creed. So I started originally with the, you know, like worship Trinity and unity in Trinity lines, the actual lines pulled out of the Athanasian Creed in the middle. But then I was like, I can't just copy something. I got to do better than that. So I took that out and rewrote it, and I had to make it longer.
You'd be quoting. You wouldn't be copying.
It's true. It would have been quoted.
Referencing.
And then I realized this was just a rabbit hole of making it longer and longer because I realized I needed more stuff. So anyway, this went
excellent.
From not that long to longer. So here we go. The mysteries of the universe are as bottomless as the ocean. The depths of the sea are beyond my understanding. Present at creation before anything was, existing in mystery beyond the bounds of time. The God of this universe creates with a breath. From shapes of words, shapeless things are formed. The clay of the earth he forms into man, the pinnacle creature to subdue the earth. The things and gadgets of life belong to the Lord. Measurable to immeasurable, he knows them all. One eternal, one uncreated, one infinite God, one almighty, one Lord, one God in three persons. The Father protects his created things. He clothes large and small alike, even the lilies of the field. The Son is begotten before the ages, human flesh assumed into the divine Christ, redeeming creation before the Father. The Spirit proceeds to breathe over all creation, preserving the church unto eternity, pointing humanity to salvation in Christ. Not three, but one. Not multiple, but singular. Three equals in one divine being. The riddles of the universe are more vast than the expanse of the heavens. The secrets of the stars are beyond my comprehension.
Wow, very nice. Okay, now I want to see.
Yeah,
your,
I have to analyze my chiasm and make sure I did it.
Oh, I found your center verse there. It's hard to miss. And I said I wanted a Trinitarian psalm, and here it is.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Bold Trinity. That was fun,
it
too.
Is.
That was the thing that got me, and it was just, I won't call it fun. I will say it was a delight.
Yeah.
To write this.
Yeah.
Real joy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got the universe and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what do you see?
So we've got creation and creation. We've got flesh and clay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we've got breath and breath.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, again, description of the Trinity. And then echoing your original premise of the mysteries.
Yeah.
But you also have some wonderful antithetical language here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're contrasting and looking at verses 5 and 7, you've got things and gadgets of life belong to the Lord. I'm like, what are gadgets doing in the middle of a psalm? David never talked about gadgets. And then in verse 7, the Father protects his created things. He clothes large and small alike, even the lilies of the field. So you've got lilies up against gadgets. And it's so jarring. Like, I love it. It gets your attention. Like, you can't get lazy reading this psalm.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to have fun with my words. Because that's the thing with poetry is that like every word has a purpose.
Yeah.
That's why I love free verse because you can just kind of feel the words, but like also there's just the options are endless for making you think. I love it.
Yeah. Free verse, write all the words and then go back and delete like 3/4 of them.
That's kind of what I did, except then I added a bunch more.
That sounds like Sarah.
Because they were all 2-line stanzas until I realized that I needed, that I was doing the Trinity. And then I was like, oh, wait, that means I need a stanza for each of the Trinity, persons of the Trinity. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You kind of, you have to do all of them.
And then I can make each of the Trinitarian stanzas 3 lines to make it even more Trinitarian. So I had to add. So it just kept growing. But it was so fun.
Really well done.
Thank you.
All right, okay, Aaron, who's next? Are you next or am I next, Aaron?
I can go next, sure.
Okay. I love how yours looks on the page.
Yes.
Yeah, I decided to lean into the visual structure that things often get in poetry.
Yeah. I will post these on our Instagram and in our Facebook group because there's a few of them that like you kind of have to see them. And yours is one of them, Aaron. So be
visually
on the lookout
beautiful.
On our social media. They will be posted so you can see what they look like. And read them yourselves again and again and again.
Yeah. So I also chose free verse, but I also did try and have a structure. I did not go with a chiasm, but I chose as I laid it out, actually, I was like, well, that one's not really fitting the structure. And maybe I need to work on that stanza so that it does fit the structure that I've sort of ended up with on the others. So I also decided that I wanted to have my psalm be one that follows the model that you often see in psalms where it's like first there's a problem stated and then there's a remember this and then there's sort of a therefore thing.
Yeah.
Statement approach. So that was the rough structure that I was going with. So here is what I have provided. My mind is mired in yesterday's regrets, tomorrow's anxieties, blind to the reality of here, now, I am. But you provide daily bread, a promise and the fulfillment placed on my tongue, here, now, I am. Taste and see. Absolution of the past, salvation for the future. The Lord is good here, now, I am. Be content, my love, from before creation to all eternity. The steadfast love of the Lord endures here, now, I am.
It's so good! Oh. I love how you go from the I am small case to the I am all uppercase and the rest of them. It's so clever.
I thought of that one after like I did it and then I was like, oh, this is an opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
To emphasize it. Yeah.
And you take what is a very sort of almost trendy idea, this mindful notion of living in the present.
Yeah.
And you put it in theological context and it's really beautiful and it's what I needed today because I am on a roller coaster this summer. I got regrets. I got anxieties. I need daily bread.
Yes.
And this is like water in the desert, a psalm like this for me right now. So thank you.
Yeah. I want to like, I'm going to print this one and put it in my cube. I'll do that with yours too, Rachel.
I know.
We just haven't gotten there yet, but
yeah,
so good. All right, Rachel, bring us home.
Okay, so I also did a chiasm.
We're all overachievers.
Well, I did not do anything with rhyme or rhythm. If I'd really been on my game, I would have made a chiasm that rhymed and had rhythm, but I wasn't.
That is perfectly fine.
But I took from my inspiration, there's this wonderful block of poems in the Psalms called Song of Ascents. Songs of Ascents. Have you heard of
it? Yes.
This is, a lot of them show up in the 120s and 130s in the Psalms. And they are songs that were to be sung as people were going up to the temple.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So I wanted to do a version of this for the Saints of Christ and play on some of the ideas of what it is to be in the temple of God, to be going up to the temple, and also to be the temple. Mm. So here we go. My song of ascent. Behold, the Lord is dwelling in his temple. His light and glory fill the place where he has put his name. He has set out a feast for his holy people, rich food and sweet wine for the children he has redeemed. Though our sins were like the stench of death to him, he sent his own dear lamb up to the slaughter, a fit sacrifice and pleasing aroma, finding grace in his eyes. His strong right arm has worked salvation for us. In weakness and humility, he has done it. Flesh and spirit he knit together in the secret place, joining our mortal kindred in the still dark waters. Surely, the Holy One still dwells among us. We have beheld the glory of the Son of Righteousness. He washes us, soul and body, with clean water. He weaves our life in his and puts his name upon us. In frailty and contrition, we draw near. As humbly, we rejoice in his salvation. He remembers our sins no more. By grace, we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, a pleasing aroma mingled with the incense of our prayers. He feasts us at his table, sustains us with vine bread and sweetest wine. He makes us living stones in his own temple. Behold, his glory fills our lungs. Let all who have his life and breath within them praise the Lord.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Nice chiasm. I like it.
Thank you. I really wanted to lean into this idea of the rhyming of ideas.
Yeah.
And images, you know, where I'm not rhyming sounds,
right?
Thought.
Yeah.
Trying to have them pop up, you know, in different but echoing way.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun exercise.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and I like how you don't just like restate the same thing in the mirroring verse. It's like the same concept, but different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tried to have a mix of, what was it? We had synthetic, antithetic, and what was the third one?
It was just the normal one.
The normal one, the repetition one.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
But I wanted to have some that were building on each other, some that were echoing each other, and some that were in opposition to each other.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So like his strong right arm has worked salvation for us. In weakness and humility, he has done.
Yeah. That's the one I noticed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But now I have to find which one it is. I put this on our Instagram. Synonymous.
Yes. Okay. I love the imagery. It's.
Yeah. So you chose to have one of the one pair of the stanzas had three lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those
only that pair. Why that pair?
Why that pair?
Mm-hmm.
Because
why the placing? Or yeah, tell me more.
The first instance of three lines was the atonement,
mm-hmm.
and the second instance was that which happens at the heart of worship.
Okay.
And so we've got this mirror of, and they we've got, you know, sins. And the lamb and the slaughter and the, you know, echoing the first half of the psalm really tries to echo a lot of the language of the psalms themselves, mm-hmm. which were written in a time when God's people were still participating in animal sacrifice as an act of worship.
Right.
And so we've got that language there, but then that's mirrored in our own act of worship in the second half of the psalm. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I chose the word thanksgiving on purpose because that is the English translation of the word Eucharist.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so really wanted to sort of bring out those parallels.
Okay.
But yeah, I wanted the cross to get more attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the idea of the lamb being sacrificed in good Old Testament psalmic language is where the cross is. And once I had three lines for that, I had to have three lines in its parallel, which is our act of the divine service.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a delight. It was a joy. It was actually, sometimes writing depletes me, but this refreshed me. Yeah. And I hope that we will all get the chance to do this kind of writing more and more.
Yeah.
Because it's just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100% on board.
That was a delightfully enriching exercise that I put off longer than I should have before buckling down to it.
I did it this morning.
I did actually really enjoy it. And yes, I did mine yesterday.
I wrote mine immediately after we recorded with Sarah. We were done and I was just like, yes, write this in my head.
Whenever you do these, though, whether immediately after the challenge is assigned or the morning it's due, it is still a wonderful devotional practice to inhabit the language of praise, of prayer in the Psalms. And I'm really, really glad we did it.
I have to say, this has probably been like one of the most calming recording sessions we've ever had. Normally, we're like super high strung while we're doing this stuff. Yeah. And I just feel like so relaxed and at peace.
Yeah,
this has been nice.
Ladies. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been a nice devotional time for us, too. So. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who submitted. Y'all are getting mail. You probably already got your mail, actually, I hope. I sent those out a while ago when this podcast will drop. So everyone did get a psalm sticker for submitting a poem. We haven't done it.
I get a psalm sticker?
You do get a psalm sticker.
Everyone says me. I haven't gotten mine yet.
Sorry.
But I am moving, so good luck finding me.
Oh, boy. Yes, a few of you are getting psalm stickers, too. We haven't done a giveaway in a while, so that was fun to like write cards for everybody. That was fun to like pray for all of y'all while I was writing for you. So y'all are getting those, and we will put all of these psalms on our social media so you can read them again and see some of the fun visual things that are happening on these psalms. You can find us in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Follow us both of those places. Tag us on your posts if you have stuff you want to share with us, etc. You can send us an email at LutheranLadies@KFUO.org if you want to reach out that way. You can find all of our podcasts at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast is underwritten in part by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF translates, publishes, distributes, and introduces books that are Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Learn more about their global ministry and how to support their projects at lhfmissions.org.